Jesus died and bodied up for. Oh, I can
land.
I need no
other.
I want to welcome everyone here today to this auspicious service of His very, very copious presence. And I believe we'll not leave here the same way we have come. I want to speak on a subject very quickly that is titled God's Plan for the Top for His People. God's Plan for the Top for His People. Our objective is twofold. One, understanding God's plan for the top for His people, as the subject states. And number two, understanding why it is necessary for God's people to exist at the top. What is God's plan for the top for His people? Feedback is all right. And why is it necessary for God's people to exist at the top? And number three, understanding what to do to exist at the top. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to verse 2, and then verse 13. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Set you on high above. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the Lord, the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe to do them. Can you say a louder amen? Somebody who is existing at the top, shout the loud most amen. Beloved brothers and sisters, the Bible makes it abundantly clear that the topmost top in life, the topmost top on earth, is God's ordained place for His people. The topmost top in life, the topmost top on earth, wherever you are found, is God's ordained place for you. On the spiritual journey, the topmost top, we are to be at a higher level than herbalists and native doctors and witch doctors and occultists. You should not be complaining that a witch wants to kill you. We are to be higher than them in the spiritual realms. We are to be, we are, we are meant to be at the topmost top in our business endeavor. You are meant to be the key player in your industry, aviation industry. Construction industry, housing and building estate, banking and finance, oil and gas. Anywhere you are found, whatever be your realm, the middle is not your place. The peak is not your place. The top, that is your place. And I am here today by the anointing of God to prophesy and decree that somebody is getting to that top today in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, the top is my place. Say, I refuse to stay anywhere except the top. Let's go through some scriptures so you can get a little bit convinced. Genesis 1 verse 26. And verse 28. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion, take charge, be on top. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Somebody say a loud amen. Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Concerning Abraham, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a small nation. And I will curse thee. Is that what he said? And I will make your name small. And you shall be a curse. No. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Is that how to be small? No. Genesis chapter 41, verse 39 to verse 44. You see how God took Joseph, even in a strange land, to the topmost position. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all these, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. Thou shalt be over my house. Somebody say, I am over. Say it louder, say, I am over. Anywhere I am. Anywhere I am, whatever I do, I am over, not under. He was over Potiphar's house. He was over the prison. He was over Pharaoh's house. He was over the land of Egypt. Am I communicating? Thou shalt be over my house. Let's go. And according unto your word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said, see, said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over. Somebody say over. I am over again. I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bowed to the knee. And he made him ruler. Over. Somebody say over. Allah, 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 Allah. Over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh. And without thee shall no man lift up his hand or his foot in all the land of Egypt. Where is your place? Over or under? In the place where you walk, where is your place? In the family, in the community where you came from, where is your place? In the business of your hand, where is your place? I decree today, everybody the devil has kept under, that yoke is broken. I said the yoke is broken. The mantle of Joseph is coming upon somebody here, such that wherever and whatever be your realm, you are going over. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and let us go. Joseph was over in Deuteronomy chapter 14 and in verse 2. Deuteronomy 14 and in verse 2. Can somebody read it with me? One, to go. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. And the Lord has chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are in the earth. Somebody say, I am above and I am over. Say it louder, I am above and I am over. Esther chapter 2 and in verse 15 and 16. We saw how God placed Esther also. And now when the crown of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus. Into his house royal, in the 10th month, which is the month Tibet, in the 70th of his reign, verse 17. And the king loved Esther above all. Somebody say above. 2024. And above only. He loved her above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head. And made her queen instead of Vashti. Esther was not made queen because she was a virgin. Because there were many other virgins. All of them fulfilled the criteria of purity. Yet there was something on top of her that made her to stand out. Am I communicating? When equals gather, you still stand out. That is the agenda of God. Among your equals, among people of the same gifting, among people of the same assignment, you are designed to stand out. That is the covenant position of the children of God. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. If only somebody will hear me well this morning. Your tenure in the pit is over. Forever. Whatever power of hell kept you down, limited you, whether it's an ancestral curse, a generational curse, a limitation, maybe your father spoke bad words to you. Hey! Maybe you did some things in time past that has limited your life and destiny. I am here with superior authority and fire, and I declare that embargo is lifted. Whatever has kept you in the pit, spiritually, socially, that tenor is over forever. Lift your hands, say, I am over. I am above only. I refuse to be held down. I refuse to be kept down. I refuse to be tied down. Somebody shout glory. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 2 to 3. Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 2 all the way to verse 3. He said, it shall come to pass in the last days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. The mountain of the Lord's house, the house of the Lord shall be on top of the houses, and the people of the Lord shall be on top of the people, shall be exalted. Shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. Do you understand? When hills gather, this hill was exalted above the hills. That is, the people are already up. But this one was upper. This one was what? Upper. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and be exalted above the hills. That is not the top. That is topmost top. Somebody say topmost top. That is my place. Say the topmost top. It's my place. You see, and all the nations, and all the nations, they shall flow into it. They shall flow into it. And then, verse 3. Many people shall go and say, come here, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Very, very soon, people will follow you to church. Your result is going to produce such an evangelism. Hey! If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen! I will talk about that shortly. That was Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2 to 3. Now Isaiah chapter 40 and in verse 31, chapter 40 and in verse 31, the Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Do you know the eagle? How many of you have ever seen the house of an eagle? The nest of an eagle? You have ever seen? You can't see it. Because they build it where you cannot see. They build their nest 10,000 feet above sea level. The top of the rocks. The topmost top. They live there. From there they fly high. They fly in the realm of some aircrafts. 10,000 feet is an aircraft realm. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Carry weights that are three times their size. And Nico can fly, and Nico can be on top in Abuja here in the sky and see food in Mina. And just dash there to go and pick it. He has pigment cells of the eyes that are eight times that of the normal human eye. He sees in miles, not in meters. Are you hearing what I am saying here today? And God is saying, you are an eagle. Hey! You are an eagle. And I can say to you, on your mask, desert, take off. Hey! Walk to seven people, say, I refuse to struggle on the floor. I refuse to struggle on the floor. I refuse to struggle on the floor. Walk to seven people again. Tell them, I refuse to struggle on the floor. I am soaring in the sky. I am soaring in the sky. I am soaring in the sky. I don't know about you, but I am not even flying. You know, birds fly. Eagles soar. Do you know the difference? Oh yeah, birds do like this. Eagles do like this. Hey! Hey! They just ride, the wind. They ride on the wind. They spread out their wings and just ride on the wind. They don't waste energy. They don't dissipate energy to do like this. Hey! Mana shataka da gayada gayada. This is what you came to church to hear this morning. You have heard enough. Tell somebody, I'm tired of struggling on the floor. Enough is enough of struggling on the floor. I am soaring in the sky. Hey! after me, I'm a physical human being, but a covenant ego. Hey! Say to somebody, I am a physical human being, but a covenant eagle, a spiritual eagle, flying high, is my realm. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. You shall mount up with wings as eagles. Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14 and then verse 16. Matthew 5, 14 and 16. You are the light of the world. The city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. I can stop there actually. A city that is set on a hill. You are not a lamp. You are not a lamp or a candle in the valley. You are the light of the world. A city set, not a village that is hid in a valley. A city that is set on a hill, not a village that is hid in the valley. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. The days of being ignored are over. The days where the devil behaved like you don't exist, those days are over. The days of the kingdom of darkness taking your life for granted, those days are over. I'd like you to understand this. Because mentality determines reality. Mentality determines reality. Your mentality will determine your reality. You must make up your mind that there is no realm that God has ordained for you that you don't belong to. You must make up your mind that the devil is not the determinant of your life or your destiny. Am I communicating at all? A city that is set on a hill. A city that is set on a hill. A city that is set on an hill. Cannot be hid. No devil shall hide you anymore. No ancestral curse shall hide you anymore. No generational curse shall hide you anymore. No witchcraft power shall hide you anymore. Somebody say loud, amen. Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 6, the Bible said, and he has made us kings and priests unto God. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. He has made us kings and priests. Can you do something for me? Can you stand up 1 minute? Kings and priests. Can you turn to a king near you, a queen or around you, and tell them, Your Excellency, you are welcome. Hey! Look at somebody else, tell them, Your Excellency, good morning. Tell to someone, say, Your Excellency, how is your kingdom? How is your reign? How is your rulership? How is your dominion? Hope you are properly in charge. Woo! Look at someone say, Your Excellency. Hope you are properly in charge. Every devil that says you are not in charge, today I declare a knockout for them. Please, don't take yourself for granted and don't look down on yourself. Anywhere I'm going, whenever I wake up in the morning and I dress, my wife said, what is happening? That's before, not now. She said, what is happening? Today is a normal day. I say, I'm okay, but every day is special for me. And besides that, I don't know who I will meet. If the president wants to see me, I will see him now. the way I'm looking. So one day, I don't know what happened. We just met somebody or went for an occasion. Suddenly, she said, I have learned my lesson. He said, you didn't need to go home and change. You are equal to the urgency. Equal to anybody, anytime. Do you understand what I'm saying? The way you dress is the way you will be addressed. Dress like a pauper. You are dressed like a pauper. Dress like a royalty. You are addressed as royalty. So let mentality change. The way you appear is the way you will be approached. Hey! The way you are perceived is the way you will be received. If you are perceived as a king, you will be received as a king. If you are perceived as a beggar, you will be received as a beggar. I have never felt inferior to anybody worldwide. Anywhere you find me on earth, in front of black, white, yellow, anything. Somebody say loud amen. One more time, tell three people, Your Excellency, hope you are properly in charge. Shake their hands and tell them, Your Excellency, I hope you are properly in charge. Hope you are properly in charge. Tell them, ensure you take charge properly. Give the Lord a shout of praise. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Ay, 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 ay. What is the purpose of God's interest and placement of his people at the top? What is the purpose of God's interest in the placement of his people at the top? What does God want to achieve? Is it just to carry ourselves and say, oh, I am on top, I am just like some money misroad people, position misroad people, oppressing everybody up and down? No. Number one, for the realization. Purpose number one. God placed his people at the top for the realization. In bracket, actualization of the nature of God our Father in our lives. He wants us to actualize, to realize and actualize the nature of God our Father in our lives. If God made man in his image, and God is called the Most High, he made man in his likeness, Genesis 1, 26 and verse 28. And God is called the Most High, and God is existing at the topmost top of the whole universe. It is an abomination for the children of the Most High to exist in the low places of the earth. Genesis chapter 1 verse 24 to 25. The order of creation is that everything brings forth after its kind. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind. Cattle and creeping thing and beasts of the earth after its kind. And it was so. And God made a beast of the earth after its kind. And cattle after their kind. And everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Everything after his kind. Everything after his kind. Everything after his kind. Can you imagine that the next verse, God now say, let us make man in our image after our likeness. If everything was after their kind,
and God is going to make man,
man must be after God's kind. In our village, they say elephant picking, no, they suffer convulsion. That is, it is too sizable to convulse. Child of a lion shouldn't die of hunger. It's an abuse of the lionity of his father. Do you understand what I'm talking about? God. In the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, he said, but as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. In 1 John chapter 4 and in verse 4, he said, you are of God. You originated from God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Romans chapter 8 and in verse 19, he said, the endless expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the endless expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Children of God must look like God. Children of dog look like dog. Children of goat look like goat. Behave like goat. Inside the eagle, the sour is inside. Baby eagle has sour and inside it. Inside the lion, the roar is inside. I see different things in my children. Different likeness of different parts. Oh yes. When I wake up from the sleep in the middle of the night for a long time, if I wake up, I'll wake up with one eye like this. And then go to restroom or whatever with one eye. If, I don't know, subconsciously in my mind, it's like if I open the second eye, it means I have fully woken up. So, let me close the one eye so that the sleep does not leave my eye, so I can go back. One of my children, we did not discuss. He has never observed me. She wakes up with one eye. So mommy said, why are you waking up like that? I said, I don't want the sleep to leave my eye. She was so shocked to say, what is this? How can genetics be so strong? I sleep with leg folded like this, and I can sleep for hours in that position. That is leg crossed. And it didn't fall, no matter the depth of sleep. Just. One other child sleeps with crossed leg like this. From night, just sleeping. Deep sleep, you can't wake up. And the leg did not drop. Another one. My wife said, this is a serious matter. Diverse things transfer diversely. Listen to me. Whether you look like your father or mother facially or not, there is a likeness inside you. There is a like. Now, these are natural things I'm talking about. In your spiritual journey and walk with God, there is a likeness inside you. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. And I decree today, if your father is the most high, you cannot be the most low. I announce to you today, you are going up. Say a louder, amen. Say a louder, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. For the realization and actualization of the nature of God our Father in our lives. Number two, for the evangelization and attraction of the lost in systems and institutions to our God. For the evangelization and attraction. That is, a as a child of God, God wants to place you at the top as an attraction. He wants to place you as on the top as a message. He wants to use your results to preach more than your utterance. You didn't hear what I said. He wants to position you as a message. Incidentally, today is the 12th day of May. 38 years ago, exactly the 12th day of May, 38 years ago, I rededicated my life to Jesus. 12th May, 1986. And today is another 12th May. So you are in a sort of spiritual birthday or spiritual renewal. I don't know how to call it. And I believe something will drop on you. And this is appropriate because I had an encounter on that 12th of May between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning. And while I was in that encounter, then I thought something was speaking to me, but now I knew it was the Holy Ghost talking to me. What is preventing you from giving your life to me? Yes. What will you lose if you want to serve me? Have you ever had that kind of question before? What will you lose? What will be your loss if you decide to follow me and serve me? I thought everywhere I couldn't find the loss. Then he brought a picture of somebody to me. Somebody I know. And that was far better than me. He had money. He was wealthy. And he was serving God. That is the rugged sanctification, serving God. And he said, look at that man. What is he losing? Wow. I looked at the man. He was fresher than me. He had money. I said, he's losing nothing. Long story made short. That 2-hour encounter till 4 a.m. without nobody talking to me. Having an experience with God. And then he brought a picture of the person. That 2 hours. I had given my life to Christ in 79. But as a young man, you know, the way you, oh, instability. But this 86, full blast, he used a picture of a person that was at the top in a certain realm of his face to talk to me. Do you understand that? The person had talked to me, I didn't hear him. But God used his picture. Look at that man. What is he losing? That is, God is saying to you, I want to position you as a message to your generation. In the book of Isaiah chapter 61 verse 9, it said, all that see them shall acknowledge them. Their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. The Gentiles will know. Why? Because they will acknowledge that this is a man God has blessed. They will see you and know something. They will see you and be convinced about something. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, he said, let your light so shine. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That is, they will see you, see your impact. Exactly. There is an attraction. They see this man on top. They want him. They want what he has. And then Zechariah chapter 8 verse 26 nailed it. He said, Zechariah 8:26-23. Out of all languages of the nations, even they shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. We will go with you. You didn't preach. They saw God with you. There is something the unbelieving world will see in you. A realm of excellence. A realm of stardom that will pull them to your God. It is true, beloved, that your excellence is more evangelistic than your utterance. Somebody say a loud amen. You just walked into an event, chauffeur driven by your driver, walked out of your maroon colored Rolls Royce with a big Bible under your hand. Walking into an event. What will you drink? Give me red wine there. Give me this one there. Give me one. Just give me water. Do you have any fruit juice? They are looking at you. Everybody is talking vulgar and talking things. You're just calm. They saw the climate around you. Then they began to introduce themselves. This is so-and-so place. This is so-and-so place. This is so-and-so. This is the owner of the largest commercial airline in the country. Or the owner of the largest property and estate property in the country. This is the owner of the largest oil and gas industry. Owner of the largest bank. It's an usher in his church. A yeshua's man who was drinking alcohol like fish just now rearranges himself. This man is better than me, bigger than me. This man can employ me, yet he is serving God. Why am I wasting my life? The man hasn't preached yet. Am I speaking to somebody at all? That is what God is looking forward to. He's endeavoring to do in your life. He's endeavoring to do in your life. Not just, okay, have position and have money and use it to oppress people. But be positioned. And I announce globally, everyone watching this sound and hearing this sound today, my God and your God shall position you where your life shall become evangelism. You flew to your village to dedicate the water project and the power and electricity project that you did, you and your company and your organization and your foundation. You flew with a helicopter. There will be a crusade in the evening of the commissioning of the projects. You use the helicopter to distribute the handbills in the village. Paper is flying from air. Villagers are running for it. Is that our brother? That our brother, the businessman who is almost a pastor. We don't know whether he's a pastor or he's a businessman. All of them ran for the crusade. Free medical treatment in the morning. Free eyeglasses for those who need eyes. Free food distribution. Anybody want to give your life to Christ, lift your one hand. I lift not one hand, I want to lift two. But please pardon me, I cannot lift the second leg. Hey! Somebody.
Somebody stand up on your feet. Walk to three people. Tell them that is how I will live. 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 You establish organizations and companies and factories. Employ their children. They will come to church. Even when there is no church. I tell you a funny story. One of my classmates of the other religion, take your seat, Muslim. His sister called me one day. His sister has gone to church. Called me one day. That the brother's son, about 12 years old, I think he was in diabetic coma or something. So he sent me the brother. This man doesn't go to church, hasn't got nothing to do with church. He sent me the man's number. I called him. I prayed for him. I think I also sent little money for assistance or something like that. But prayed for him. Go to where your son is. The boy, when the boy was sleeping or something. But I said, as I'm praying now, you lay your hand on him. He said, while I was praying for the son and asked him to lay his hand, he himself started vibrating. He doesn't know church. By the time the vibration finished, the boy woke up and said, Papa, where am I? What am I doing here? Got out of coma, got healed. I didn't say anything. You know what the man did? Next Sunday, he was in church by 5 a.m. He opened the door. He was there before anybody. Before worker, before pastor, before. Pastor called me that he met the manager. He introduced himself. Evangelism by firepower. I prophesy to you today in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord. God will make your life an attraction. Shout the loudest amen. People will not mock your church going anymore. They won't be saying only Bible, Bible, Bible is carrying. They will see what your Bible that you are carrying is producing. You didn't hear what I said. They will see the results of the Bible you are carrying. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat, let's round off. Time for the evangelization and attraction of the lost in systems and institutions. To our God. Number three, for the leadership and rulership of earthly systems and institutions. All right. For the leadership and rulership of earthly systems, institutions, and resources for God. That is, God said, let me position you so that you can lead and govern this particular organization, this particular system, and oversee this world on my behalf. Because God is the owner of the earth. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, everything on earth belongs to God. Psalm 50 verse 12, he said, if I were hungry, I will not tell you. For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 8, he said, Hakoko Shatalaya, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. That is, everything is mine, but it is my will to hand over my resources to my own, as my caretakers. How many of you want your property to be managed by your enemy? am I communicating at all? This person wants you dead, yet he's in charge of your house. You are aware. Even if they charm you, or like they say in Nigeria, they jazz you. He hates you, hates your mother, hates your father. He insults the hell out of you. And say, please manage all this, my vehicles for me. For where? If they charm you, charm, no, they spoil. It spoils sins. Hallelujah. God said, I own the earth. I don't want my enemy to manage my resources. I don't want the children of my enemy, atheists, people who advocate hell. I heard one time that a billionaire said that he doesn't mind going to hell. Because from the way he's seen things, it looks like the majority of people in the world will be in hell. And that means hell will be more interesting because plenty of people are there. Hello. Are you seeing devil speaking? Are you seeing devil talk? Somebody say today. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus. I decree, I confess, I announce that I am taking charge of the resources of my God on behalf of my Maker. That is why it says in Psalm 115 verse 16, the heaven, even the heaven of heavens are the Lord's. But the earth he has given to the children of men. That is, I am in heaven, but I want some of my own to take charge of the earth for me. In Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1 to 3, Isaiah 45 1 to 3, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-lit gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Cyrus, why? I want to give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. And then in verse 13, you are going to build my city. You will build my city and let my captives go free. Do you understand that? That is God is saying, I want my people to take charge of my estate. How many of you will take charge on behalf of God? Would you lift your hands and say, Father, I am here. Say it louder, say, I am here. Say it loud, but say, I am here. Say it louder, say, I am here. I shall take charge in my realm on your behalf. Before Jesus comes, I believe that God will position his people in different realms of authority, and you are there. Finally, for the sake of time, why is God positioning his people? Finally, number four, for effective authoritative representation of the kingdom. Effective authoritative representation of the kingdom in earthly systems and institutions. For effective, that is, authoritative representation of the kingdom in earthly systems and institutions. Why? Because God never leaves himself without a witness. In Acts chapter 14 and in verse 17, he left not himself. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. He doesn't leave himself without a witness. No matter how dark it is, God has a light. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 all the way to verse 3 say, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
This is what it means. When billionaires that are internet-based billionaires gather, God wants to have a person there. At least one. He lives not himself without a witness. When oil and gas moguls, oil and gas principalities gather, God wants to have one person that is not just an ordinary churchgoer. He is so spiritual, he's almost a pastor. That is, when owners of banks gather, one is there that can cast out devil from fellow bank owner if the need arise. This is what God wants. In agriculture, billionaire farmers, God has somebody there. In media, sports, entertainment, they can be doing their drama and doing their play, but there is one there that is genuine, authentic for God, a star. In business and enterprise, in manufacturing and production, God said, I want a witness there. I want somebody in that realm just to represent me there. Am I communicating? How many people are... See, I am not just preaching, oh, be on the top so you can move about and claim that I am something. God wants you there. As his representative. One of the young men who graduated from here is now doing neurosurgery. He's a neurosurgeon in England. The professor, a member of this church, his mother is a member of the hospitality department here today, currently. The professor of neurosurgery, he was meant to do the course for 5 years. He finished it in 2 years. Brain surgery. When the professor interviewed him, by the time he finished downloading, the prof said, you know what? You know this particular subject more than me. In the exam hall. White prof of neurosurgery. You know this subject more than me. In any realm, want to hold the mic, sir? When pastor's preaching and communication is going on, it's a distraction. I'm commenting because this is not the first time. Hallelujah. I announce to you today, you shall step to your realm. I announce to you today, you shall represent God in your realm. If you are saying amen, stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudmost amen. Shout the believers amen. Look at somebody by yourself and say, I am representing God in my realm. Let me give you two examples. And I round off here. Please sit down and I round off here. Do you remember when Absalom rose up against his father? That is the devil moved as Absalom against his father. There was a friend David had. His name was called Hushai the Archite. In 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 32 to verse 34. David said, and it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head. Unto whom David said, if thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden with me. But if you will return to the city, enter the camp of Absalom, remain there. And I will, and tell Absalom, I will be your servant, O king. As I have been your father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be your servant. Then you may for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. Don't remain here, go into the harem. And Hushai, you are high enough for you to arrive there without them suspecting you. You have enough clout. You have enough power. You have enough authority. And Hushai went and represented the kingdom in the camp of the adversary and defeated the agenda of hell. A second example. You have heard of the man called Gamaliel. Gamaliel. It's so unfortunate that when the matter of the church is being discussed in certain quarters, there are no people there in those same quarters to stand. Gamaliel. But it is changing already. It's already changing. Somebody say loud amen. Gamaliel in Acts chapter 5 verse 34 to 40. Gamaliel, who is of the seed of the righteous, then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had a reputation among all the people and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. And he said unto them, you men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do as touching this man. For before these days rose up Judas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up also Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from this man, and let them alone, let them be. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. In case you find yourself fighting God. This is our message already. And to him they agreed. Because this is a respectable man in their class, who is now a representative of the kingdom in their midst. They gave heed and let the apostles go. Why is it that there are so many realms where God has no representative? Do you know, I don't know of today, but from the days the Parliament of Britain started, there is an official representation of the Church of England. It's like, this is an honorable member representing this community. This is an honorable member representing. This is an honorable member representing the church. That was what originated the greatness of Great Britain. Am I communicating? God wants to give you power, to give you influence, to give you money, and position you in the midst of the mighty, in the midst of the influential. And make you an influence among them. So that your life does not just end with attendance of church. But when opinions are sought, when decisions that matter are being taken, there is somebody in their midst that can speak with a voice of authority on the behalf of the kingdom. And that will rest the matter. Stand up on your feet. Is this the second Sunday of the month? Welcome to Convention Day 2. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Lift your voice and say, Father, I am available to represent you in my realm, in my domain. I am available to represent you
in my realm, in my domain, I am available. Say the loudest amen. If I end this word without giving you a direction, it may be incomplete. So take your seat 1 minute. What do I do? What is the way up? What do I do for God to place me up? What is the way? Number one, connecting with and assimilating the nature and glory of your Father. Connecting with and assimilating the nature and the glory of your Father. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. The Bible says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. With an open face, we behold in a glass, we are changed. What is the meaning of that? Spending time with God. Spending time with His Word. Spending time with God. Spending time with His Word. Spending time in His presence in worship. See, whatever keeps you around God causes you to acquire His nature. And the nature of the Most High makes you high. Takes you up. Connecting with and assimilating the nature and the glory of your Father. This is at the place of prayer. At the place of study. At the place of worship. Waiting on the Lord in fasting. Just connect. Just push. All the way up. Number two is receiving and obeying the instructions of the Almighty. Receiving and obeying. If you shall hearken diligently. We read already in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 2. You hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. To observe, to do all His commandments which I command thee this day. The Lord will set you on high. Above all nations. Lord, what are you saying to me? Including instructions of business. What is your realm? What is your endeavor? Where is your stardom going to rise? What field of endeavor? What field of learning? What field of education is your stardom going to rise? Lord, here am I. I am in your hands. Holding nothing back. Do with me what you please. It is your secret. But I have not just preached word. I have released impartation. I have prophesied. That is preaching and prophesying. I have prophesied. And I have preached. And I decree today, in the name of Jesus, the pit is no more your level. The top is your level. Stand on your feet with the loudest shout of praise. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Give Him the praise. And before we even go into the praise, on this 12th day of May, help me walk to 12 people because something already happened and tell them, congratulations, Your Excellency, and welcome to your realm. Congratulations. 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 Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voices. And appreciate Him. Lift your hands, lift your voice and say after me, say Father. Say it louder, say Father. Thank you. For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Today.
Today.
Again, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Today.
Today.
I connect.
And assimilate
your nature.
Your nature.
And your glory.
Your glory.
Today.
Today.
And I receive.
And I receive.
I am open.
To
receiving. And obeying.
Your instructions.
That take me up. In life. I receive them. Now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Rapos
Thank you for your word to me today. I connect and assimilate your nature today. I am open to receiving and obeying your instruction. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Prayer number two, lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I connect
with the grace
and the unction
to step to the top
and remain there.
See, I found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. Psalm 89, verse 20. And that oil put David in charge. His hand upon the waters, another hand on the rivers. Today there's an anointing for existence at the top.
Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the unction
and the grace
to step to the top
and exist there.
I receive
fresh unction,
fresh grace,
fresh oil
to step there
and stay there.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
go ahead, open your mouth and pray.
To step there and stay there.
To step there and stay there.
To step there and stay there.
Lift your voice and speak to God. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Lift up your two hands. Lift your two hands and say after me, Father,
Father,
we pray for the move of your spirit,
for the move of your spirit.
In Ethiopia.
In Kenya.
This week. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father,
Father,
we take authority
over the territorial
powers.
Powers.
Of Ethiopia,
of Kenya.
We ask
that you will move
unhindered
this week
to save the lost,
to deliver the oppressed,
to liberate the captives,
and to heal the multitude.
We receive
your power,
your fire,
and your grace
for these crusades
now,
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and pray.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There is an anointing and an impartation that is about to come, but it will come at the tail end. Lift your hands now wherever you are.
Those coming in now, I advise that they wait for the second service so that they don't get confused and start going back out when people are going out from the first service. Anywhere you are in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for your sins, place your right hand on your chest wherever you are and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.